This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We might as well just pick that conversation. Eddie Gonzalez with us here.
With
Eddie
a different tone. We won't go Shaq on it. We were talking about
Shaq
that.
Was comedy last night.
We were talking about that during the break.
Shaq was comedy last night.
They over it. It's over.
He's right. He said, well, we're getting fired anyways. Might as well keep it moving, which I don't think they are. But
no, you still got to work after.
You still have a job, sir.
I like the hoodie today, but
go.
Well, that's what he does.
He's talking to you.
Oh, I thought he was talking to you. Well, he's talking to you.
We the ones.
OG Bloodline. OG Bloodline. Wish they would have cleaned it up, man. That's my favorite.
They'd be back. You know, it's family.
Yeah.
Eddie was reading his mentions to us during the commercial break. Boy, your mentions be wild.
So what is it? Is it for KD or is it for the Drake, the tweet you had about Drake's album?
It's, matter of fact, let me tell you, because I ain't block him yet. It's about Drake's album. No, you know what? He's defending V's from Detroit, who I guess this is not that serious. But anyway, I was telling y'all, like, I kind of like that people who don't know me think I'm like a goober, and then they see me outside, they meet me, and it's like, oh, yeah, you got to stand on that side of the rope. I'm sorry, you can't come over here.
Hey, hi.
You're not allowed.
As a matter of fact, get his ass out of the line.
Yeah.
He can't even get in here, man. Get
his ass tweeze. Them got to go.
Hey, man, 30 to 40 grand. Beat it.
You choose me right there, right in front of her.
Speaking of, it doesn't look like you're in San Francisco.
Nah, man, I'm at home. You know, I'm like baby blackballed. In the industry, so
baby,
come on. Would you, if you wanted to, like, would you? How do you feel about All Star Weekend? You know, I know you've, you know, been to a few. You've been the parties and stuff like that. I have, like I told you last week, I've never been to the NBA part of it. I still kind of romanticize the dunk contest, All Star Saturday Night, all that other stuff. But what you think about All Star Weekend, NBA wise?
I'm going to plug my own work and say, yo, I had Jason Tatum on playback this week on stream with me.
Let's go.
Hey, that playback going crazy right now, too, by the way. Shout out
he
to
said,
you.
He said, I would like y'all fellas to come one day. But he said, we need to get the athletic dudes back in it. We need to get the athletic superstars back in it. Mm. I said, oh, JT, you calling out Zion and Ja. And he's like, he's laughing. But it's falling off bad. It's falling off bad, and even Sunday, and now they got Kevin Hart. I'm not a Kevin Hart fan, so excuse me, but I don't need Kevin Hart yelling over the All-Star game. I'm fine.
Which is
with
what
that.
He'll be doing.
And he's going to be on the court. That's like, funny. I love New York basketball. I love, like, the playground basketball. But I'm talking about, like, that's cool at actual Rucker Park.
Right.
I don't want Kevin Hart cracking jokes about Giannis and trying to say, like, make funny about his name and all that. Like, I actually just want them dudes to play basketball really good.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough for me. Like,
nope, you're not going to get that. You're going to get comedians and mini tournaments.
We not. And it's like, but as far as Saturday, I'm kind of happy Sabrina is sitting out. I'm happy Caitlyn's sitting out. Like, let them dudes earn it, make it fun again. I miss, like, the guys used to care, you know? And it's just that simple to me. And I hate to be like, oh, grumpy guy with fan as far as that goes, but they used to like put forth effort in that. And like, you know, Michael Jordan did the dunk contest multiple times. And I don't mean to blame LeBron, but he was the first guy of that ilk to just not do it. And then it just stopped happening like that.
Yeah.
All of them dudes did it. Kobe did it. Like all of the guys of that ilk, a player, they did it when they were younger and it was cool. LeBron skipped it for whatever reason. It's fine. Like, it don't mean he's not the GOAT or whatever, but he did kind of set a precedent with that. And it's just not the same anymore. It's just not the same energy. This is like back home, and it's still not the same energy for me. I see a lot of my friends out there. It's a long weekend. It's super corporate now. Everything is corporate parties, industry parties. Like, everything is sponsored, OD sponsored. We're rolling out our commercials. We're rolling out this. We're rolling out that.
Shoes.
It used to be about the game, man. Used to be about the game.
Yeah, it's not the case no more.
Do you think there is somebody that can change, that can undo what LeBron did to All-Star Saturday Night? Like, I'm with you. Like, he's the GOAT. Like, this. But him not doing it, it's almost, I talk about this on the show, Eddie. I don't know if you remember this movie, High School High. Remember Mekhi Phifer? The whole class would just look to see what he was doing. If he paid attention to the teacher, everybody get their books out. If he didn't, they would mess up. And LeBron was the Mekhi Phifer. Do you think there's somebody that can undo that?
First of all, of course I remember High School High. Come on.
I don't know, man. You're a little younger than me.
But second of all, it's tough because Ja Morant should have did it by now. Anthony Edwards is on record saying he don't care. He about to play the game left-handed and he don't want to do none of it and this, that, and the third. So it's tough. I mean, maybe if that next generation of guy gets into it, maybe Cooper Flagg wants to do it, maybe AJ wants to do it, one of these guys, the Boozer twins, these level of star guys, but that's what it's going to take. It's going to take several years of guys just locking in and putting forth all that effort. But even when I talk to guys around the league, like, again, the week is so long. The weekend is so long. There's so much stuff to do. It's like by the time they get to Saturday or Sunday, like some people last year, they said LeBron showed up Sunday. You know what I mean? Like guys got the plane waiting as soon as the game is over so they could fly out and be gone. So it's just a lot. Now, I know it's like, oh, poor $100 million guy, but it is a busy ass weekend now, and it's not even about the festivities anymore. I'm actually very interested because obviously Turner is losing basketball this year. What happens going forward, and if the presentation will be much different, and how that will all be taken into account with it. But to answer your question, it's just the next generation of guys have to do it. They have to care. They have to want to do it, and even this current crop we're looking at, the current youngins, they're not locking in on it either. Last year, the most three guys trying the hardest was LeBron, Steph, and KD. And having talked to some of them, it's like, yeah, we try to give it a go that first couple minutes of the fourth, and then you look around and everybody else is like, all right, well, whatever. Well, they're shooting half-court shots and they're playing around. It's like, I'm over it. So that's the energy that has been set for this for a while now.
And now they just keep adding, you know, the Kevin Hart edition, the tournament edition, like all of these like changes where next Run DMC going to be on the floor next year. It's like, what are we doing? Like,
well, to that point, though, they're doing that because these guys won't play.
No, I know. You know what like, I mean? Yeah, like, no, I got you.
If they played, all that stuff will go away.
Yeah, no, I got you. And like now what's going to happen is they're not going to play in those games. And it's just going to become it's just going to become a different circus rather than a bigger circus.
And you know, and they keep talking about international versus America, and maybe that lights it up for a year, like the Kobe rule did that in 2020. Like maybe, but for the most part, I mean, Jokic and Luka were trying the least last year. Like they were messing up the bump more than anybody. So it's like y'all could try that, but again, it just turns into the guys just have to care. The guys just have to care, and they just don't right now. That's just not the energy of the game right now.
You know what will be popping? and we'll never see this. We'll see LeBron in the dunk contest next year in LA before we see this. Mm. We'll see all the stars return to the dunk contest before this. Is if they got that one-on-one, that unrivaled guy. That's the one. But we ain't
y'all
never
get so mad at one-on-one though, because if like Spencer Dinwiddie wins or something, like that's the group, the level of guy we gonna get, and then he wins, it's gonna be like, ah, never mind. Like I'm tired of it. I think like I do think a cash prize would help, but how big is a cash prize?
It'd be like if Virgil won the Royal Rumble. That's crazy.
Virgil,
the number one contender at WrestleMania. Like, what is this?
See, and that's what we mess around and get.
Yeah.
Or just Giannis, just well, somebody just bigger than everybody. Just
don't let them be in the damn tournament. You got to be an all-star.
See, and that's but that's the thing, though. I don't even know what motivates these dudes anymore, because you talk about a cash prize. Like, what's the number? What's the number?
Talking about them making $60 million a year.
Right, like, what's the number where they're like, ooh, I'm going to do that.
Ruin my Saturday. I got parties to go to.
Right. And, yeah, I can't. I don't think there's a number that these guys could play for, like realistically that they could play for.
Yeah. It's and again, like the cash prize is going to entice the mid-level guy. No disrespect to them, but.
Yeah. Keon Ellis going to win $5 million versus, you know, Jason Tatum going to win $5 million. It's not the same thing.
Yeah. So it's just needing some energy. And like I said, JT said, yo, the guys got to lock in. Cause I'm like, you know, he's not doing anything this week. He's saying he wants to win a 3-point contest eventually. He wants to try it again. He's done it twice. And he brought up the dunk contest, and he was just like, we have athletic dudes. Like, they got to lock in. You know what I mean? So it's pressure on them dudes. But again, there's almost no incentive, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
How many real contenders do you think we got headed into the second part of the season?
I mean, you know, what's funny is that very last game we watched kind of made me think like, wait, do we have another contender I'm forgetting about in the Minnesota Timberwolves? Like that level they can get to on defense, you know, and they did that without Rudy Gobert against the Thunder. I think we have one true contender in the East, the Celtics. I'm very curious to see the Cavs. I like the move they made at the deadline, getting DeAndre Hunter. So we could say two, because you can't.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Discount the number one seed. Y'all not going to like this, but let Luka and LeBron play for 20 games. I think we add them to the list.
No, I'm worried about
see
that.
A little bit.
Yeah, we decided that's better than the Warriors.
Obviously, they got defensive issues to fix, but they get 20 games to do it. And at the end of the day, you got LeBron and Luka. Mm-hmm. And that's tough to match. I'm curious about the Rockets. Watched them a couple times this week. And, you know, some growing pains. They got some injuries. Struggle a little bit in the half court. They're going to play. Have to play half court in the playoffs. So, I think out west, you know, you can always gotta be scared of Jokic, number one seed. They proven themselves the Thunder.
Murray's
looking at the Lakers, again. And Memphis. The way they play defense, man, same thing. And that's what playoff basketball is. So they play those two bigs. They can play small. They can play quote unquote small with Jaren at the center. That's a scary team over there too.
I like the Cavs.
Memphis is interesting. Yeah, I do. I like.
I think the Cavs now. I wouldn't predict them to beat Boston. I'm still going with I think New York is making the finals. There's something, and I know Boston has the championship swag to them, right? The championship or regular seasons, whatever. You know, we'll just get to the playoffs. But something does feel a little off with them this year. Doesn't mean they can't win. But just something's a little off. Like, they're not – they don't look as locked in to winning a championship the way they did last year. Then it almost feels like they're like, they think, oh, because we won, now we can carry ourselves this way, as opposed to being like laser focused. And that might get them this year. I think the Knicks got a real shot to get them this year.
I'm going to be biased me real quick before we move on. I just want to remind you, just because I went last Saturday, the Boston Celtics walked into the Garden. Missing a couple guys. Jason Tatum lit them up, 40 points.
First play.
Blowout win.
Crazy.
Blowout win. And he went insane. They just had nothing for him. Very interesting conversations about Carl Anthony Towns after that game with many people. People seeing that that's the mouse in the house in a lot of ways on defense. I don't think them dudes worry about that team at all. I know they were missing OG, but you could look at Boston and say, well, we was missing this guy and that guy. And Jason Tatum, effortless 40. Then went to Miami 2 days later, the same thing. Them dudes just waiting. They just waiting until it matters, quote unquote, and trying to stay healthy. Now, if you're looking at the Celtics, you do want to say, okay, this team's up for sales, probably gonna have a new owner pretty soon. They're creeping up on a historic tax bill, $500 million tax. They're about to be paying two super maxes. What happens with that team this summer? That's the question you really ask. I'm not worried about them now, but I'm wondering what they look like in August.
Yeah. You have to win, right? Like, because I don't feel like you really question what you do if you win. I mean, of course, the new owner is that's a wild card. I don't think we've ever experienced with a team like this before.
I think, and it's just one of those, it's just a conversation that keeps coming up. Inform people just wondering, just asking, just kind of like, what do you think about this? Rubber might be hitting the road pretty soon with Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown partnership. Not because there's any issues, not because they have any beef, just because new ownership is looking and saying, do we want to pay that much? If you could do that with Luka, could we get some stuff for Jaylen Brown? Could we figure out what we want to do, because you're committing to $600 million essentially for them two guys for the next 5 years.
It's crazy.
A lot. So win or lose, I think some people will be nudging that. And then it's a dude who is looking to probably end up being traded this summer, slots right into that roster, plays similar style, loves to ISO, loves to switch on defense, championship level player. His name going to be mentioned a lot with them too, I think. So you're going to hear that a lot. Where it goes, who knows? The new ownership might not care. They might just want to pay the tax and say, we won a championship. We're going out three. We're going out three with these guys, whatever. The other thing to keep in account with them is who is Kristaps Porzingis. $30 million expiring contract this year. not this year, but next year.
Yeah.
Drew Holiday, huge contract, $32 million next season. He's got a long contract, and he has not been great this year, and he's going to be one of those contracts. 34 years old, people are going to be looking at him like, what can we do with that? We had 3 more years of that. That's going to be tough to pay. So they got a lot of questions to answer, but I think they're good for right now.
Let me ask both of you guys a scenario that I heard last night that it's actually interesting. It was from your boy, Bill Simmons.
Not my boy. I've never spent 5 seconds your boy. Listening to him.
But this one was actually interesting, right? Mm-hmm. They were talking about OKC, and they were talking about all the draft picks that they have. And he was like, if they all hit, like all the – hey, if such and such finishes here, da 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 da, they'd have like I think 4 picks. I think they might all be in the lottery. Like I think something crazy like that. And he goes, "You look at the team; they don't need a lot, right? Like they don't need a whole." He said, "What's stopping them from taking all 4 of those picks and maybe one player, and trying to trade for the number 1 pick and get Cooper Flagg?" And I was like,
"Nothing."
I was like, and "So they? I think." The Thunder would absolutely do it. Why not? If you were the Wizards, would you do that? You get like 4 lottery picks this year and Lou Dort for the number 1 pick.
This is a great draft. So this is the draft to do it. It's a deep draft. It's a lot of athletes, a lot of great talent that won't be number 1. You know, it might be number 4. You land on some franchise guys, and I think this is the year to do it. That's why a lot of people are kind of looking to the Nets like, you went about this all wrong. Like, next year's draft is fine, but you needed to hit in this draft right here, too. If you're the Wizards, you're so far away. And if you're the Thunder, you're in a place where you're playing with house money. We can do whatever we want. They can do all that for the number 2 pick and take Ace Bailey or take Dylan Harper or Edgecombe or whomever they feel like is the guy who fits what they're doing the best. They could do some of that and get the 5 pick and get a guy they like. But, you know, the thing about hoarding all those assets is you can't draft all them guys. You quite literally cannot take 19 picks in 4 years. You just can't. So they have to do some version of that soon. What I think is curious about the Thunder is when these guys come up as the disgruntled stars or the stars that may be on the way out or whatever – they're very rarely in the rumors. They're very rare. When everybody was poking around like, hey, maybe they'll take a run at Giannis, it was pretty much like, no, they're not. We're good. We're fine here. It was like, y'all don't want Giannis? Same thing for KD. He was like, yo, are they going to make a run at KD? I was like, I don't think so, actually. They're not going to sacrifice Chet and J-Dub for KD right now. I'm like, damn, that's kind of crazy. But again, they're playing with house money. And I think it's because exactly what you and Bill Simmons are suggesting that they're eventually going to cash in those draft picks. They're going to tell the dealer at the table, I'm going to go on this one right here. I'm ready to go.
I've said for a couple years now, semi-jokingly, but dead serious, I wouldn't trade for any of their picks. I would make them make all the picks and make all the roster. If I was there, I would conspire against them. Don't trade for any of their picks. Make them make the picks and figure out what they got to do with the roster. But I wouldn't trade for none of their picks. But obviously, all
the first,
all, you need
all
is
the
one.
Seconds, nothing. Let them do it.
Yeah.
Let them figure it out. Like they have to do no something pick. With that roster. Yeah. They can only draft so many 6'6" guys that they feel like they can make shoot.
Hell,
so,
Eddie, you can only have 15 people on a roster. Like you're gonna cut somebody, and I'll be there waiting.
I think the Nets are facing the same issue going forward, and the Jazz will be too. So it's funny the Jazz consolidated some picks this year with the Suns. Because I think that's what you'll end up seeing from the Thunder as well. But there's a very real chance I think they trade up in one of these drafts and just like take a home run swing. And they're in a great place. They're in a great place to do it.
You're going to have to pay these guys at some point. They're going to be on rookie contracts forever.
I think next summer is when they got to start handing out that money.
Like, when do they have to win? Like really win, like win the title. Are we talking this year, next year?
It's an interesting question because I think last year was the no expectations year, and they did cool.
It felt like they exceeded last year, no?
Yeah, and I think this year is kind of like, all right, we want to see some stuff. And J-Dub made the All-Star game, and Chet obviously went down with his injury, but we're feeling really good about where he's at, and Shea is MVP contender. I don't think he's going to win it. I think they had that straw poll at ESPN this week, and those are always like spoilers. So I don't think he's going to win it, but it's now. Like the West looks ripe for the taking. Obviously, they're the number one seed, and they're far ahead too. And they look like the best team. So I think it's starting now, and we'll get to a point where, you know, that pressure will build. If we don't start seeing it, if they don't make a deep run this year, or we don't see them in June soon, it's going to start building. I think it happened with the Celtics. Start being in whispers, like, do you break them up? Do you break them when they finally made it to the finals? Like, okay, cool, they've made it. Now they got to win it. Similar trajectory. So I think it's now. Shea is 25. Yeah, it's time to start making this happen.
I think for two reasons, the time is now. Number one, you talk, D'Lo, you talk about they're going to have to start paying guys. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Clay Bennett want to do because aprons and all this other happens. So, like, that summer, I don't think it's this summer. I think it's the following summer when all these guys, the Chets, the SGAs, like J-Dub, they all up for that big money. So I don't know what he wants to do at that point. The other reason is OKC's going to be good for a while. This is me projecting a little bit. This may be their best opportunity. Houston's right around the corner. They got deals to make too. San Antonio's right around the corner. We talk about Luka and the Lakers and all this other stuff. Right now, I think OKC is clearing away the best team in the West with nobody really close to them. I don't know if that happens any other time than this year.
Yeah, and they're not going to be one of those apron teams. It's, as an organization, it's straight away from that. And I think they're smart to be that because if this trade deadline taught us anything, it's you need to be out of the second apron at the least. You got to be able to combine contracts. You got to be prepared if a deal comes knocking on your door or you need to get rid of some guys and you need to attach pieces to help do that. That's why the Phoenix Suns got stuck and ended up not doing nothing. And that's why the Lakers could do the deal they did. That's why the Warriors could do the deal they did. And that's why, you know, the Spurs could do the deal they did because they had that opportunity and they had that flexibility. So the Thunder will be smart to stay out of that. And they're going to have to make some tough decisions going on. And I think everybody's looking at Lou Dort and saying, okay, even Caruso, you know, Hartenstein has been such a big part of what they do this year. But, you know, that might be a tough cut at some point as well. So it's like, yeah, let's capitalize this year. Let's really max out on the draft, give it another run, and then go from there and pick up the pieces.
Eddie, what you doing this weekend? You want to play back for any of this All-Star stuff?
I think I might be. I'm thinking about it. We'll see. I'm chilling though, man. It's kind of cold out here.
Mm-hmm.
Relaxing. What y'all doing? Y'all not going to the Bay?
KC going.
Yeah, I'm gonna get out there.
They ain't letting me out there. So no, KC no, going no, to represent no, the show.
They definitely will let this man out there. I'm going out there.
Hey, man, quick drive, man.
I said, why not, man? Like I said, I got a couple. I never experienced it, so that's number one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a couple of my buddies that I haven't seen in a while over at Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
No, yeah. It's not Michael Jordan. It's my guy that works at Jordan. I'm going to stop by over in Alameda and see him real quick.
Guy who owns Jordan.
No.
Guy who is Jordan. Eddie, you ever work for Michael Jordan? KC has.
I never have.
No, KC has.
Never have. Never got
It's a company, so
Your boss was Michael Jordan. Why are you embarrassed by that? Man, you get weird with this stuff, bro. I don't
wonder you got all them shoes, man. You wearing the Bread 11s today with that fit? Or you got the new Bread 1s?
Nah, look.
You got the bands on? Show everybody the bands.
No, definitely don't have the band. This is just regular Bread 11s here. They said them band 1s on like the StockX and GOAT, they going for like $700.
Oh, no.
$700.
Oh, no. I got my old pair. I'm good. I'm good.
They only made 10,000 of them.
But they're going $700?
Yeah.
That actually doesn't seem like that much. For 10,000 pairs of shoes?
Yeah. Big money.
That's a lot of money.
It seems stop. Like, because like the Chicago off-whites run like a couple thousand, don't they?
Yeah, but that's off-white, though. These are just the regular Nike Jordans.
Huh.
$700 is a lot of money.
Yeah, $700.
Kobe Crunches is only like $5. And those were.
I'm definitely that old person that's like, I got enough black and red shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I need these ones too. You know, I'm still wearing my 3s.
I got Supermans that I think have been worn once.
Yeesh.
I don't even rock though.
You got that. You got that stuff. I'll see it on the gram. You pull them out every now and then, man.
Once in a while. Mm-hmm. Once in a while.
Hey. That's how you got to do it.
He's him.
That's how you got this.
Stop it. He's him.
Eddie, we appreciate you, man. Thank you, my brother. Thank you for tapping in with us as you do each week. We really appreciate you.
All right, family.
Yes, sir.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.